Meditation 3.5. Everyday Mindfulness Practice. Feeling Tone. This week, you are practicing to notice the pleasantness or unpleasantness of moments in your life, including those times when the mind gets pulled away from where you'd intended it to be. So now, at the end of the day, here is a practice that extends your training by bringing attention to what's been happening today. As part of the practice, you'll be invited to recall the events that have happened. When you bring these events to mind, feel free to choose whether to let things simply come to mind in any order, or whether you want to go through the day in sequence, either starting at the beginning and moving forwards through the day, or starting with the most recent things and going backwards over the day. Starting now by settling yourself, noticing the contact of the body with whatever you are sitting or lying on. Spending a few moments attending to the breath as it comes in and leaves the body. Then expanding the attention to the body as a whole. And now, at a certain point, allowing the things that have happened today to come into your mind. As you recall each event, no matter how small or large it was, letting it rest for a moment on the workbench of the mind and noticing its feeling tone as it feels to you now. Does it feel pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant? If there seems to be nothing to register, simply allowing the next thing that happened to come to mind. Remembering that there is nothing you can do about the tonality of each remembered experience, but you can train yourself to become more aware of this readout, allowing it to be seen and felt clearly with non-judgmental curiosity. Noticing if you're getting pulled into thinking about the experience, coming back as best you can to simply registering it without judgment, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither, before moving to the next thing that happened. Continuing this practice by yourself for a while, allowing yourself to see the events of the day with compassion and kindness. Remembering that if anything at any time seems overwhelming, you can always come back to the contact of the body with what's supporting you, or to the feet, or the hands, or to the breath. In this way, anchoring yourself back into the present moment. In the last moments of this practice, coming back to your anchor, perhaps your feet or the contact with what's supporting you, or your hands or the breath. In-breath and out-breath following one on the other. And as the practice comes to an end now, you may wish to congratulate yourself for having taken this time to make space for yourself, appreciating your willingness to bring to mind your experience of the day with all its ups and downs, allowing things to be just as you find them, at least for now, is an act of kindness. Little by little, allowing yourself to be just as you are. Complete and whole.